Welcome to the Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the headlines you need to know as you start the week. I am Jordan Ricciardi, a senior wealth strategy associate at UBS, and I am joined by Jason Katz, who is a UBS managing director, private wealth advisor, and senior portfolio manager based in Manhattan, New York. It is Monday, March 9th, and futures are down again as oil surges and news of stagflation is concerning investors. Jason, is this going to be a stocks down now and not for long, or what do you think?
I think it's the latter of the two. Look, the fate of this market, in the short run at least, hinges on the price of oil. You know, we all want immediate clarity with respect to the duration of this war, when the Straits of Hormuz will be safe, when oil prices finally normalize. So investors really, and it's hard to do, look out 6 or 9 months ahead, not 10 days. And at which point, I think you're going to have, one, a destabilized regime no longer controlling major energy reserves. Secondly, and more importantly, the world's going to emerge a meaningfully safer and more stable place. And then lastly, oil could easily be back in the mid-60s by then. So history really, in some cases, is a guide, and geopolitical events create these temporary, sharp, yet painful corrections, but they tend not to be lasting bear markets. So when oil gets back down to earth, I think this market has meaningful upside.
Right. And to be honest, the oil spike is just another thing on the Fed's plate right now. Do you think it means no cuts for them?
Well, the Fed's job just got meaningfully harder. There are knock-on effects in terms of higher oil prices, and they're significant. Basically, that translates to higher prices at the pump, feeds directly into headline inflation, and the Fed was already contending with elevated inflation. They were contending with the labor implications of AI. So if oil remains elevated, it could delay, not cancel, but delay the Fed's ability to cut rates. So we think definitively one rate cut is in the cards, and potentially two this year, but that second one just got a little bit muddied.
Right. So we're hoping this geopolitical pass will, you know, happen soon. And with that, markets will be back up and oil will be back down. Jason, thank you so much. And to our listeners, thank you for joining. We hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.